This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're going to play a very simple game today with Alex Gold. It's going to be hot and cold with Alex Gold. I told Rob to compile contending teams in the NFL. We will ask Alex whether he's hot or cold on said teams. Very complicated game. Very difficult game to follow. Maestro, take it away.
We will start this very complex and difficult game with Carrington's favorite, the Los Angeles Chargers. Are you hot or cold on the Chiefs division rival?
Cold. How can you be hot on the LA Chargers right now? The one sure thing I thought about the Chargers was Justin Herbert, because I still think he's different than any of these other quarterbacks typically we're probably going to talk about with some of these teams. But that was the worst game I've seen Justin Herbert play against the Denver Broncos, who defensively are playing at a high level, but they're doing without Von Miller. Like, the Chargers head coach is a defensive-minded head coach. At least that's what I was told. I had never heard of him until he actually got hired. I know he's with the Rams.
He does great press conferences, though.
Yeah, he does.
Twitter loves him.
He's a fan favorite when it comes to what he has to say in pressers. Defensive-minded head coach, their defense is a disaster. An absolute disaster. And now Justin Herbert, at least for one game, not playing at a high level. So, no, I'm cold on the Chargers. I know you picked them to win the AFC West, C-Dot.
I'm cold on the Los Angeles Chargers. I've never gone from hot to cold on a team so quickly. Oof. I ruined the Los Angeles Chargers. I agree with you. Herbert hasn't taken the step forward that I had anticipated, and he appears to be more of the problem than part of the solution. And they're also 28th in the NFL defensively.
That's the biggest stunner, honestly, too.
You can't do both. You can't be mid-tier at quarterback and bad defensively. You can't do both. I gotta be out, especially in a conference where I don't think you're gonna win your division, and the wild card competition is gonna be so stiff.
Well, they're gonna face one of those teams, Cincinnati, this week. Like, they're in trouble.
I think you'd have to take the Bengals in that scenario.
Speaking of the Bengals, are you hot or cold on Joe Burrow's crew after a thrashing of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
So this one's tough because I don't think very highly of Pittsburgh. So like, it's not something that, but then the fashion that they did it, like, I'm cold on Cincinnati still. Like, they're going to be one of the wild card teams, and it was impressive what they did in the fashion,
so
but it was still against Pittsburgh.
So if you got to make in the wild card, then you got to be hot on them to some extent.
No, I don't. How do I have to be hot on a team making a wild card? Because you're making the playoffs, that means you're automatically a hot team. There's cold teams that make the playoffs all the time. Like, do I think Cincinnati's going to do anything in the playoffs? No. So that's why I'm still cold on them. Because I don't get a lukewarm. Because that's really what it is.
I'm going to be out on Cincinnati. I think the end of their season, the schedule's really difficult. They don't have a layup gimme game left. The remaining six games are home against the Chargers, home against the Niners, at the Broncos, home against the Ravens, home against the Chiefs, and at Cleveland.
Yeah, plenty of wins there.
You probably need to go 4-2 down the stretch to ensure you make the playoffs, and how competitive the AFC are with 12 teams right now that are at 500. I got to be cold on Cincinnati, and it's not necessarily because of the team. I got to be cold on them because of the schedule. I'm out on Cincy.
Speaking of teams, the AFC North, Gold, are you hot or cold on Lamar Jackson and crew as they continue to be one of the best teams in the AFC West, the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, so I'm still hot on them. I know people are down on them considering, despite a win, the four interceptions from Lamar Jackson. But we have counted out the Ravens multiple times this season. Everybody was going after injury that they were going to be out of the mix and that suddenly they were going to be a 6 or 7 win team. They're going to end up winning 10 plus games, and I think they're going to end up winning the AFC North. So I'm still hot on them. I they're not the Super Bowl threat that maybe we thought they potentially could be, but I'm still hot on them to make the postseason, to win the AFC North. I think they're too well coached, and they've been able to overcome these injuries. They've gotten this far. I don't think suddenly it's going to get them in the final 4 weeks or so of the season.
I'm going to be cold on the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think we've actually really looked at Lamar Jackson's stats this season. Completion percentage down, touchdowns are down, interceptions up, yards per attempt down. I think Lamar's playing a lot worse than people are willing to give credit. I think what's happened is I think the weight of all the injuries is finally starting to weigh pretty heavily on the Baltimore Ravens, and I don't know if Lamar is good enough to overcome all the injuries that they're currently going through right now. I'm going to be out on the Ravens for a very different reason. I'm cold on the Ravens for a very different reason. I think they're going to make the playoffs. There's enough talent there. But to me, they're fighting a very different fight than Cincinnati. I don't think Cincinnati can win the Super Bowl. Nobody puts them in that conversation. I think the Ravens can be the 2 or the 3 seed. I think they're going to win that division. I'm cold on them being a true contender in the same way that Buffalo would be, or Kansas City would be, or Arizona would be, or a team.
Okay, so it is kind of how I feel about Cincinnati, though. I think Cincinnati's going to make the playoffs, but they're not doing any damage. You think Baltimore's going to make the playoffs, but you don't view them in the same way for a true contender anymore.
I don't. I got to be cold on them.
What about everyone's favorite flavor of the month? Belichick and crew are back, baby. Gold, are you hot or cold on the New England Patriots?
I'm cold on New England. And
do
I know
you like anyone?
I've said hot.
Kansas City.
No, we haven't got to the two money teams. Look, they have a rookie quarterback. And they've won 6 games in a row, to their credit. And they're a threat to win the AFC East. But a rookie quarterback come playoff time is typically doesn't bode very well for that team. And I believe that'll be the case. You talk about schedules. You were laying out the schedule for Cincinnati, how tough it is. New England, we're going to find out everything we need to know about the New England Patriots here in a few weeks. Bills on Monday night, then the Colts, then the Bills again. Next 3 weeks, we'll find out. The Bills, I think, at minimum split with New England. You start to do the math on it. New England's 8-4. They might be 8-6 here pretty quick. Next 2 weeks, they can lose 2 in a row to the Bills and to the Colts.
I am hot on the New England Patriots for about 4 different reasons. Number 1, we know that they're well coached. Number 2, they can run the football. That's an incredibly valuable thing to have once the weather outside is frightful. 3, we know they can play defense. They're the number 1 scoring defense in the NFL. And number 4, they can take the football away. They're 2nd in the NFL at turnover differential. I think you got to love them. I think you got to be in on it. I don't think there's a lot of teams in the AFC that are pretty defined what they are. What's Buffalo right now? Are they a great passing team? Are they a team that you think can run the football? Are they a great defensive team? I think New England has a clear identity. They know exactly what they are. They don't really go outside of it. I'm hot on New England.
I feel like what you just said and how people are viewing New England, and it's not necessarily wrong. It's just it's how the offseason hype was around Cleveland. Everything you just said is what people thought Cleveland would be. They're going to turn you over. Their defense is going to be great. They're going to run the ball like crazy. And their quarterback play would be good enough to carry them through. That didn't happen in Cleveland. It's happening right now in New England. I still just have major questions come playoff time when the pressure's on. Can Mac Jones actually win you those type of games? That's my issue. Rookie quarterbacks in the playoffs. I can't roll with that.
Moving on to the team Katy Perry's song Hot and Cold was written about, the Buffalo Bills. Talk about peaks and valleys, Gold. Are you hot or cold on this team right now?
Yeah, I'm still hot on Buffalo. Still hot on the Buffalo Bills. I feel like their win against the Saints, that performance by Josh Allen, is as bad as he's played recently, is going to be viewed as their Chiefs-Raiders game. Right? They blew out the New Orleans Saints. The Chiefs, we know, blew out the Raiders on Sunday Night Football. I think that was a springboard type of game to get everybody back on board with the Buffalo Bills. The offense has become a little one-dimensional, but I think that was a game that can get Josh Allen and the offense back on track. I still believe in the defense to a certain extent. I'll admit, though, the elite-level defense without Tre'Davious White gets a lot more challenging now that he's out for the season. But no, I'm still hot on Buffalo. I still think they win the AFC East.
I am actually on the exact opposite side of Buffalo. I think that New England's going to win the AFC East, and I think Buffalo's going to be a wild card team. At this point in the season, I think it's fair to ask the question, well, who have you beaten? And aside from the one evening against Kansas City, we have seen nothing from Buffalo that would suggest they are an elite-level team against like-minded opponents. Sure, they pounded Miami early in the season. They pounded Washington and Houston and a lot of bad teams. Since then, I just haven't seen a whole lot that I can sink my teeth into to really believe in. And you made the point about the Patriots. We'll know who the Patriots are after the stretch.
Yeah.
We'll know a lot about Buffalo. They play New England twice over, what, a three-week span, and they go on the road to play Tampa Bay. I don't think they're winning the division. Monday Night Football is the biggest home game for Buffalo in what, 10, 15 years? It's been a while since Buffalo has played a home game with the level of consequence that they're going to play. I saw a tweet that said this. Josh Allen has had one great quarterback season in his last 8 years. It's hard to argue.
That's also why. It's true.
It's hard to argue.
If you go back, though, in the articles that were out there about Mahomes, and I think we've been wondering why there were articles about Mahomes being broken, but we haven't seen those about Josh Allen. Well, it's just perception and expectation, right? Mahomes, we had never seen a bad season. So when he finally had a little bit of a lull, people freaked out and it was like, oh my goodness, what's going on? Josh Allen and Mahomes have almost identical numbers. Almost identical numbers. I think Mahomes has one more pick, same amount of touchdowns. Mahomes has more yards. And they have, I think, the same record, right? Both teams have the same record in the NFL right now. But you would think Mahomes has had a way worse season than Josh Allen.
Our final team in the AFC, we'll do the Chiefs very last. The team that's actually leading the AFC right now, Gold, are you hot or cold on the Tennessee Titans?
I'm not Baltimore was leading the AFC right now, but I'm cold on the Tennessee Titans. And this one pains me because before the season, I had a long shot on the Titans to be the number one seed at plus 1800. And I felt great like 2 weeks ago. And now they have nobody left. Too many injuries. They're trending in the wrong direction. I still think they get to 10 wins and make the playoffs, but I have to admit the chances of them being the number one seed are probably toast at this point. But this is one of those teams where, yes, Rob, they can make the playoffs and I can still be cold on them. They're going to make the playoffs, but I'm ice cold on Tennessee now.
Yeah, I think they're going to make the playoffs too. I would agree with you. I'm cold on them. They let two games absolutely slip through their fingers that if there's a team that could really use that bye week to get healthy and get right, it'd be the Tennessee Titans. If they end up being the 3 seed in the AFC, they will have nobody to blame but themselves. They lost the game to the New York Jets. They lost the game to the Houston Texans. That's why you're not going to be the 1 seed. You'll probably win 11 games. You'll win your division. But ultimately, what's going to get you eliminated is the games that you lost in the regular season. I'd be in on Tennessee, but there's too much uncertainty right now. I don't know if Derrick Henry is going to play between now and the end of the season. I don't know when they're going to who they're going to play in the postseason or when they're going to play in the postseason. I don't know if Julio Jones is ever going to be healthy. I think you'll get AJ Brown back, but it's so much uncertainty right now with Tennessee. I would say that I'm cold on Tennessee. The only teams that I'm hot on right now are Kansas City and New England, and I like Cincinnati. Cincinnati is better than I gave them credit for.
The thing with the Titans is at one point what could mask their offensive struggles was they were having a defense play at an elite level. Their defense was playing at an elite level. It's not anymore. That was the one thing that was masking some of the problems even once they lost Derrick Henry. You're like, well, offensively, they were trending in the wrong direction. Ryan Tannehill was starting to play poorly. But guess what? Their defense was still playing at such a high level that you're like, all right, they're going to be able to hang around. Well, now the defense has fallen due to injury and other reasons. And so the Titans have put themselves, I agree with you, in a bad spot. And they'll be one and done, it sure looks like, in the playoffs.
Let's flip to the NFC real quick. Carrington Super Bowl pick preseason gold. The Los Angeles Rams, they appear to be in free fall. Are you hot or cold on Stafford and co?
You have to be cold. You have to be ice cold on the Rams right now. Like every team this year has had lulls, but right now Matthew Stafford, one point true MVP candidate, he's been awful the last couple of weeks.
I picked him to win MVP at the beginning of the season.
Did you? Looked great for a while. And look, in fairness, I guess it's still somewhat open, but it looked great for a while. Robert Woods turned out to be a much bigger loss than anybody could have realized. Like, maybe we should have known that at the time. It would be a bigger loss because they have played bad since Robert Woods was out. Matthew Stafford's played poorly since Robert Woods was out. Has nothing to do with that Beckham showed up and caused issues. No, it has nothing to do with that. Like, they have not been the same team offensively since Robert Woods left. And also on the defensive side, Von Miller's brought them nothing since they traded for him. Nothing. He hadn't done anything.
I'm still hot on the Los Angeles Rams for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think we've overreacted just a little bit based on who they've played. Their three losses are to Tennessee, on the road against San Francisco, and on the road against Green Bay, in which they lost by 8 points. They now get a chance to get right against Jacksonville, who might not have their coach by the end of the week. You'll get back. You'll be 8-4. You play a banged up Arizona team, a hopeless Seattle team, a middling Minnesota Vikings team. The same way we're talking about how this is defining for some of the teams in the AFC, it's almost the opposite for the Los Angeles Rams. There's just too much talent on that team for me not to still be all in.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Jalen Ramsey essentially was quoted as saying, what you just said there. Like, there's just way too much talent on our team for us to be losing games like this.
I'm still in. I'm still hot on the Rams.
What about the team that just beat the aforementioned Los Angeles Rams, the Packers? They're immunized out the wazoo, Gold. Are you hot or cold on Green Bay?
I'm hot on Green Bay. They were my Super Bowl pick this year out of the NFC. So I'm hot on Green Bay. Nothing has changed. Rodgers looked more like the old Aaron Rodgers this past week, old as in a good way, not like old as in Big Ben by any means.
Nobody looks old like Big Ben.
No, nobody wants that. Look, Aaron Jones is back in the mix now as well. Randall Cobb shows us that, and Aaron Rodgers knew what he was talking about. I laughed at the time, like, really, Randall Cobb's your fix, your solution, the guy you want? Randall Cobb's been fantastic here as of late, on top of having Devontae Adams. No, I'm all in on the Packers. They're going to get healthier, too. Jair Alexander hasn't played essentially all year, and they're going to get him ready to go by the time the playoffs come. So, no, I'm hot on the Green Bay Packers.
If we're talking about from start to finish, the best team in the NFL this season has been the Green Bay Packers. Aside from a week one, what in the world happened result, I think they beat Kansas City if Aaron Rodgers doesn't test positive for COVID. This is the best team in the NFL. I don't know how you could be cold on the Green Bay Packers. I'm hot.
Speaking of teams and COVID, the Dallas Cowboys were at one point the best team in the NFL, but now their whole team is on the COVID list. Are you boys hot or cold on Big D?
I'm still hot on the Dallas Cowboys. I am, because you said it's COVID reasons. I don't believe these are going to linger the rest of the season into the playoffs. The Philadelphia Eagles had a chance to make things interesting in the NFC East, and they laid an egg against the New York Giants. Like, that was the chance to put some pressure on Dallas, and I would have started to say, are the Cowboys going to fall apart here? Is Philadelphia going to come up and sneak into the NFC East conversation? Well, that didn't happen. They'll get this COVID stuff figured out there in Dallas over the next couple of weeks. It's going to cost them, you know, the number one or number two seed by having these issues. But if the Cowboys get into the playoffs, which they're going to, and I think they're still going to win the NFC East, they're going to host a home playoff game. If they get COVID out of the way, let's not forget what they were looking like prior to that happening. Dak Prescott, I still think, was having a fantastic season until some of that stuff occurred as well. So, no, I'm hot on the Cowboys. I still like them quite a bit.
I'm still hot on the Cowboys as well for a lot of the reasons that you just gave. I'm with you. I don't want to overreact to testing positive for COVID, especially with the rules. Once you test positive for COVID, they can't test you again for another 6 weeks. So you got it out of the way, which sounds really terrible to say.
Is it really also 6 weeks? They don't test you?
So like Aaron Rodgers can't get tested again until the week before the Super Bowl. That's the next time he can be tested for COVID.
That doesn't make any sense, but okay, wow.
None of the COVID rules in the NFL make any sense.
There's actually an advantage, is what you're trying to say.
None of the rules. I mean, the cold on the Dallas Cowboys is losing on the road to the Kansas City Chiefs, a game in which they should have won on Thanksgiving against the Las Vegas Raiders. I understand there's no shoulda, coulda, woulda's in the NFL. It's either you do or you don't.
Ugh.
And they didn't. But Anthony Brown just got flagged again for pass interference, and the game was last Thursday.
Yeah. Knocked me out of Survivor.
Thank you, Anthony Brown. Everybody this week in our Survivor
got a strike.
Everybody.
I thought it was just you and Kling left. I forgot Nate's still alive, too. So there's three of you.
Every person got a strike in Survivor.
Our final team, another team that was middling for a while but appears to have bounced back, the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, hot or cold, Gold.
Yeah, I stay hot on the Bucs here. I mean, for a couple of the same reasons we mentioned with the Cowboys, they're really banged up right now. This is something they didn't have to deal with a year ago. So many injuries. Their secondary's banged up. Some of these guys, they will get back. And come on, we've gone through this how many years with Tom Brady. Like, no, I'm not counting out Tom Brady because he's had a couple lackluster performances. No, I'm still hot on the Bucs. I still think we're trending towards a Bucs. I think we're going to have a repeat, honestly, in the NFC. I think it's going to be Bucs Packers NFC title game. This time around, it's going to be the Packers getting the win and going to the Super Bowl.
I'm hot on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well. I mean, it's Brady, man. It's Brady and the same talent. It's Brady and the exact same talent as they had before. And what I think is really going to help. And one thing I haven't heard too many people talk about in the NFL is there's going to be a major advantage in the AFC or NFC to being the 2 and the 3 seed versus being the 4 seed in the NFC. The 4 seed in the NFC is going to have to play the Rams or the Cardinals. The 3 seed is going to have to go on the road or host Minnesota or host Atlanta. Have you seen the standings right now in the NFC?
Washington has the 7th seed. They were 4-6 before their win last night.
Right now, Green Bay would host Washington and Tampa Bay would host San Francisco, which San Francisco is respectable, but Dallas would have to host Los Angeles. I mean, that's a coin flip kind of game. Could go in either way. Tampa would be a clear favorite over San Francisco, and Green Bay would certainly be one over Washington. So I think Tampa's going to do enough, and that tiebreaker of beating the Cowboys in week one is going to be the difference between being the 3 or the 4 seed. I think you got to be in on Tampa Bay. I'm hot. That concludes Hot or Cold with Alex Gold, man.
I like it.
We got to do this again before the end of the season. Hot or Cold with Alex Gold.
I like it. I'm also looking forward to a couple weeks. You and I, KUMU.
I'm not confident? Looking forward to that at all.
I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
I'm stoked. I'm elated.
Rob and I are very excited for KUMU. A couple weeks. You and I can be in Lawrence. Can't wait, man.
Why would I be looking forward to that?
I'll have some KU gear for you so you can fit in.
Oh, I mean, you know I'm wearing Missouri stuff. Come on. I'm going straight into the belly of the beast wearing my Missouri gear.
Enjoy that.
I'm going to wear a Kareem Rush jersey. I might pull out a Ricky Paulding, a Arthur Johnson.
I might have to go back to the Joe College days, Rob, and find the Muck Fazoo shirt. I might have to pull that one out. Somewhere. It's still in the closet, I think.
You should wear a jersey the best team in Missouri. Kansas City.
Yo, man, is this why you invited this man in here to gang up on me?
Hey, thanks for having me in, UMKC. Appreciate it.
Is that why you guys invited me in here to gang up on me? I haven't done anything to you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.